ABC Radio Australia.
Well, Indonesia's president has wrapped up a quick visit to Australia in which he made an historic speech to the country's parliament yesterday, calling for both countries to do more to address climate change, to stop terrorism and improve human rights. But activists say that his government's own record on human rights, especially in the restive provinces of Papua and West Papua, wasn't highlighted. In the lead up to his visit, they had been urging the Australian government to bring the issue up with President Joko Widodo, but his trip was largely focused on trade, of course, coming just days after his parliament ratified a crucial free trade deal with Australia. Now, among those who were making these calls was Veronica Coman. She's an Indonesian lawyer who remains in self-exile here in Australia because she's wanted by police in Indonesia. She's accused there of inciting the often violent pro-independence protests that broke out in the two Papua provinces last year. I spoke with her a short time ago.
I think the speech between two countries just reflects how both trying to gloss what's happening, especially in Indonesia's side, because I think that no matter how good Indonesia's international diplomacy is, that West Papua will always be the pebble in the shoes. It's very disappointing that, again, economic interest is prevailed over human rights issues.
We don't, though, know, of course, what discussions were had privately. As I said, it certainly wasn't mentioned or discussed in the speech to Parliament, but also other issues that are quite contentious, like the South China Sea and China, what it's doing in that area, were not discussed as well. So perhaps this issue was brought up, but done so privately.
Yeah, I still try to be optimistic and believe that way. Yes, definitely.
Now, I understand activists did hand over a letter that had a list of people's names who you all claim are political prisoners, as well as another list of people who have died in one of the areas that's had some of the worst violence. What was the point of doing that?
We handed the data over to Jokowi because, like, in the beginning of his first term, he released 5 West Papua political prisoners. But right now, at the beginning of his second term, we now have 57 people being charged with treason. There are other political prisoners, but non-treason charges. So we are highlighting these treason charges because they are facing life imprisonment and they are peaceful activists. So we were wondering whether, did Jokowi actually know about this? You know, that now we have this many political prisoners. Did Jokowi know that this military operation taking place in Duga already, the civilian death toll is already 243? Did he know? So now we already made sure that it was, the data was handed over to Jokowi directly. We hoped that as any decent human being would reconsider such a move.
You are, as you said, in exile here in Australia. You're wanted in Indonesia, accused of provoking unrest in Papua and West Papua last year. What is the update on your situation? Will you return to Indonesia to face those charges?
At this stage, I cannot return home yet, but I definitely want to return home when I can. But I still cannot see me going back because the government's attitude approach towards West Papua is still not changing. We can see it by an indicator whereby there are still this many political prisoners charged with treason, they're still behind bars. My case is just one of so many cases. My case is one of many of those political cases. So as long as these people are still behind bars, you can tell that there's an indicator where I can't return yet.
Given you are here in Australia, do you think that your case was discussed by the president and the Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison?
I don't know, but I really wish that the other cases are prioritized because I still feel that I am pretty privileged for being able to be in Australia and still expressing my opinion and advocating for West Papua.
One of the other things that we noted from the president's speech to parliament was his mention several times of the Pacific, where he wanted to see Australia and Indonesia work more together. It's no surprise and not new that both Australia and Indonesia have been showing a greater interest to work and have a presence in the Pacific. But of course, the Pacific countries like Vanuatu are where the West Papua independence movement gets its greatest support. So what did you read into the president's remarks of mentioning the Pacific several times while he was here in Australia?
Yeah, I think that Indonesia has been very interested in Pacific's region since, I would say, like particularly these past 2 years. And I think it's definitely because of West Papua. Like Indonesia established aid last year for Pacific. It's very problematic, I think, because Indonesia is still receiving funding from other countries. But Indonesia is trying so hard to help, quote, like help Pacific. I think it's most likely because of West Papua, definitely.